have to say that once he's approached on a Sunday morning, so I must have come around quickly this time, haven't it?
Yeah.
I've got some new glasses, not even know before. I can see stuff now, so I might read better. And I can actually read it rather than try to remember it. If you'd just like to turn to Matthew 6, verse 9 to 13, you'll have an idea of where we're going this morning. And if there's any complaints about the sermon this morning, it's Roger's fault. Well, you brought this theme up for the Lord's Prayer to the Bible, the prayer meeting a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And I got this in my mind about give us this day our daily bread. So that's what we're going to look at this morning, our daily bread. We've entitled it One Day at a Time, but we'll just read Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 13. In fact, somebody else read it. Somebody wants to read it.
This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
So like I said, when Roger talked about the Lord's Prayer at the prayer meeting, he got me thinking about the one line that had actually been allocated to me, which was, give us this day our daily bread. So I got thinking about that. And I thought, on Sunday, it's more like, give us this day our Sunday dinner. Because we're like a Sunday's dinner, don't we?
Yeah.
But if it had been on a Saturday night, it would be, give me this night my doner kebab. Seems I like a doner kebab on Saturday night. But at first glance, it appears to talk about dietary needs, doesn't it? As if you just look at it, you think, oh, it's talking about food. We need food to live. God gives us food. Everything in this world is his. So, in a way, he's pretty given it to us, hasn't he? And we need food, don't we? If we don't eat food, we will die. Yeah, there's certain types of drinks we can have, but eventually you will die because you need food to keep you sustained. We do need to ask God to keep us every day with food, don't we? And to keep us healthy. We need that. And I know he does. But when we look at this, just these few words, it means a lot more than that. That's what I'm going to have a look at this morning. It's asking God for everything that we need this day, day to time. It is a good habit to pray the Lord's Prayer at the start of every day, because even if you didn't get any more time to pray in the day, you've covered everything that needs covering with the Lord's Prayer. We're not going to look at it all, but if God gives us everything we need for that day, then what else could we need? One day at a time. Maybe we could say, Lord, help me eat. Lord, help me live. Lord, help me with this sickness. Lord, help me with faith and courage that I need for the day. Lord, help me to talk about you to other people. And much more, and the prayers continue all day, really, don't they? And they do quite often. It's about coming before God in faith and asking him to meet the needs we have for this day. Just a... like a page early, probably, or in your Bible, or a couple of pages early, Matthew 4, verse 4. This is what it says there. Still doing a bit of coffee, mine. This is Jesus talking. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Jesus there is counteracting the temptation from the devil to change stones into bread. And when he's in the wilderness for 40 days, he's absolutely starving, and the devil says to him, come on, you've got to turn this stone into bread. And then the very words of Jesus are that man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. The word of God is our bread as well, isn't it? Which we need daily. God's word, spoken word into our lives, sometimes God's spiritual word by his Holy Spirit into our lives. Bread or food isn't enough for our daily needs. We also need God's spiritual input as well. So life-giving word of God in our lives each day. Lord, give us our daily portion of you, we could say, rather than, you know, give us our daily bread, if we're updating it a bit. Lord, give us our daily portion of your Holy Spirit, which we need to live right, don't we? Lord, give us a daily portion of your blessing and your mercy and even forgiveness some days, isn't it? Just depends how our lives are playing out. When you think about life, most days are bearable. And maybe you might even call them happy. But we get those days when everything doesn't seem bearable and is quite wrong and sometimes seems quite dark. And on them days, sometimes God seems far away, doesn't he? Even though he's still there and he's not moved. And sometimes the heavens seem like they're closed, don't they? It says that in the Bible.
Yeah.
That, you know, the heavens seem closed. God's not answering our prayers. Who's had them type of days?
Yeah.
You know, the ones where you think, fuck, this day would end. On days like that, we just want that day to end, don't we? And it seems so long and so difficult. And we really don't know how we're going to survive that day. Never mind the week ahead. I was poorly, I don't know, last week or the week before, I went to work one Tuesday and I was sick all day at work, but I couldn't go home because I'd travel with someone else. And every minute just seemed like a week. You know, I just wanted to go home. And we get days like that, don't we, when all we want is just, you know, just put the day to finish and be over and get a fresh day tomorrow. That's why Jesus tells us to ask the Father daily for our needs meeting. Not weekly or once a month or whenever we feel like praying, but one day at a time, every single day of our lives. Father, bless us. Give us what we need. But then at the end of chapter 6, the very last verse in chapter 6 of Matthew, this is where it says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. That says, tells us that sometimes there's going to be trouble. Don't worry about tomorrow. Just concentrate on today and the troubles that today's bring. I'm not saying it's always trouble, is it? Because sometimes we have fantastic days. But sometimes there's trouble as well, isn't there? What this verse doesn't say is, it doesn't say, don't make any plans. And that's not what it means at all. Because you may know people that took this to the extreme and won't do anything and don't plan anything and just live one day at a time. That's quite a hard life to live, isn't it? We have no plans, you know, we have no idea what we're going to do in the future. And that's not what this says. This is saying start our day asking God for the things we need that day. And the other days will take care of themselves, won't they? Sometimes the things that we need for that day are to know what the plans are for the future. It'd be foolish not to have any structure in our lives, wouldn't it? But it puts the emphasis on daily seeking God's help and guidance throughout all our lives. Good times, bad times, in pain, in joy, in freedom, whatever we find ourselves facing, we can do it one day at a time with God. If you're having a bad life or a bad time at the moment, the only way to get through it is to seek our help and guidance from God. Every day, every minute, if necessary, whatever it takes to get us through that particular day. And I've had days like that. But he's saying, look to me every morning and seek me every morning, and then I'll sort out the day. Just going to read you two of my favourite verses in the Bible. I've got a lot of favourite verses, as you probably know from when I'm preaching, but these are two which I learned when I was younger, and I've never forgotten because it sort of encapsulates the Christian life and what we should be doing. It's from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. And you'll know this when I get reading it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and don't lean to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. This is two of my favourite verses in the Bible. It holds the answer to life's problems, and it's advice that will get us through bad days and awful days, and it will get us through good days as well. And these verses are the key to day by day living with God. First of all, it starts with trusting the Lord with all your heart. You know, really trust him. He knows best. He knows better than me. Even when things don't seem to be going right, that is when it's hard to trust God, but that is when we need to trust Him the most. So we have to trust God with all our hearts, not doubting, not just trusting Him a little bit, but still doing our own thing, but just let Him have it. Second part is lean not on your own understanding, or don't be drawn away by our own reasoning and thinking. And I think most of us in here could rationally think our way through life and think our way out of problems and probably do a decent job of it and sort of work out what we want to do. But that's not always how God plans it, is it? God wants to do it His way. Sometimes God wants to do a miracle, but yeah, we want to struggle through. No, we just want to keep it. We want to pray every day and, you know, keep bringing it back to God. And God says, just leave it and I'll do a miracle. But we can't see that sometimes because we want to do it our way. After all, the Christian life wasn't meant to be easy, was it? It says, take up your cross and follow me. That's not what this verse is about. God says, give it to me, it's too heavy for you, but we want to sort of carry it sometimes, don't we? Just say, Lord, I put it in your hands today. Put it in your hands today. Lead and guide me and provide for my needs. That's what this daily bread is talking about. The next part of this verse says, in all your ways, acknowledge Him. This really means involving God in every single decision and every single step that we take in our lives. And that's a lot easier if we've prayed the Lord's Prayer in the morning and really meant it. Because we've asked Him for guidance, haven't we? We've asked Him for everything we need. We've asked Him for our forgiveness, you know, and for everything we could possibly want. So, in all your ways, acknowledge Him means in all our decisions, big or little, practical or spiritual, at all stages of our lives, even children, need to ask God to help them live their lives right, don't they? Mm. He will help us when we ask. Mm. When we do this, God says He will direct our paths. That's the last part of this verse. And He shall direct your path. That's a positive thing. Now, if you do the first bit, then God will direct our paths. If you think about it, sometimes we know well into the future. Sometimes we only know what we're going to do in the day. Sometimes we even only know what we're going to do in the next hour. Depends how you plan your lives. When we truly trust God with all our hearts and turn to Him every day for guidance, then this promise is for us, isn't it? God will direct our paths and lead us. The word used there for direct is the word yashar, and that means to make straight and right. So He's not just saying, off you go that way, or off you go that way. He's saying, here is the path that I've made for you. I've made it straight for you, and it's the right way for you to travel. It's more than just saying, pointing away and saying, that's the way you go. He's actually been before us and prepared the way for us to travel. So God will make our decision and path straight and right, even when it's hard times and it's sad times, or whether it's joyful times and whether it's prosperous times, wherever we find ourselves. For God to give us our daily bread, we just have to ask Him one day at a time. Amen.
Oh, can I just ask you a quick question?